And if you think about the self-care thing, the sooner you figure out how to take care of you, the better it's going to go, because part of why we overdrink is that we're not taking very good care of ourselves, and we're really saying, on some level, I don't deserve it. I don't want it. I don't. And I'm a fuck up. So you don't have to agree that a package of strawberries solves drinking problems. I mean, it would be ridiculous to agree with that. But you don't have to disagree that there's something else going on in our head that we can't truly put a finger on, and that having something small every few days that says, I'm doing a good thing for me, I'm worth it. You can't argue with that. Well, if you do argue with that, I worry about you, because if you come to the table and on our first interaction, you tell me that treats don't work for you and here's why, then I'm sadder, because I think that there's more work to do in the self-care thing, and you're going to find the sobriety thing hard. Because sobriety on a meta level is about you taking care of you, which is self-care. And you can't be adverse to that as a concept, because that's what being sober is. And so, yes, the reward of being sober is to be sober. Fine. The way that you reinforce that and get used to taking care of yourself in much smaller $5 steps is trashy magazine, fuzzy socks, oven mitts. I may be the only person on the planet who goes through oven mitts like one pair a year. I either burn them or stain them so bad. I know, you can put them in the laundry, but really, I left one open. Do you care? I left one open next to an uncapped felt pen. Do I need to tell you anymore? Yeah. So when I read A Differentiation Between Treats and Rewards, I want to step in and write a footnote in her book that just says this. Doesn't matter what you call them. What matters is how it makes you feel.